Honorable Board, Ms. Lowe. The measurement in the front, those white strips, you try to shape it like the tongue of a dog, and it's 2 fingers wide. That's the Manushina, what they call. This stuff, Sirena. Lucy is telling the show, the hood, one arm long, and the bottom. They always measure the kikvigna, that round thing in the hood, from your fingers. And the back of the hood down to the neck, you have to straighten it because it has to be sure. And when you put the manushina, it fits exactly when you measure it after. That's how to do that. That's how to measure the hood. I never made parki with round, but they always measure it. They always make it. She shape it with a round bottom. If it's sharp, try it. The shape of the bottom of the parki. And those manushini between them, you have to measure them exactly 2 with your fingers, but I don't remember how much. They never use pencil. They just pinch it and make a mark when they're going to cut where they're going to cut it. Those days when there was no calfskin, question, what did they use for white when there was no calfskin? And they always use the belly part of caribou, and they cut the hair with the ulu, try to make it, cut them short, and they use those. Also sheep legs. They are shear, cut the hair shorter with the ulu. White sheep hair, and use it for fancy trim when they had no calfskin. That's what these people used long ago. The belly of a caribou, that white part, and the white sheepskin, and there always be some white reindeer legs. Also, for that trimming, they always skin the mud shark and use that for coyote. That mud shark skin, what they cut, that's what they use for some of the fancies too. Many years ago, they bought skins, what they call coyote. That's what they use from way far, maybe from Gamble or on the Norton Sound, I guess, somewhere around there. They always use that kind of fish skins. what they buy from over there. At Kobuk too, at the river Kobuk, they always make parks and they always use their hands for measurement. That's how they measure it with their fingers. They don't like to make it sharp or too narrow, but if it's too wide, it's going to be folded. Some people always make it one caribou string. I made parki. Some people always. Some people always make parki with one caribou skin. With one skin, it has been enough for parki. I made one susu bark. I stretched that and tanned it. That caribou skin could be enough for one person. When it's soft and when it's fit exactly, one caribou skin is enough for man parki. That's what I need for labor. But you have to tend them real soft. When you tend them skins, caribou skin is harder. It's different when you tend. When you cut the sheepskin parki, you have to, when you cut it up, it has to be equal cut and several inches shorter, just like it always stretch. But you have to measure a little larger because the sheepskin is softer. And that's how to measure. And even if you make it little skinnier, then caribou, it always fit exactly. That's what I learned from caribou and sheepskin. Also, woman parking. The ears you make the hood. That's how you made it. That's how I made parking too. When you make woman parking, that kick me not that ground floor. You have to use the ears and fill them and curve them to make a hood. And the front hood you call manushina, those white lines from the face. You have to cut it straight down and curve the other side. And you measure it like your own leg, the calf of your leg. That's why it has to be. It has to be fit on the shoulder part right there. You have to cut it real inside. That's why. When you fold it over the back, when you stretch the back on the floor, you have to measure. You can tell whether it want to be. That's. That's how to measure the back and the front. They want to stretch it exactly, the back and the front when you stand. You can tell a party when a person is wearing it. You could see the tail part and the front part. If you don't do the neck exactly how it's supposed to be fit, and that's why you have to measure equally with your fingers. Those days they measure them. That's how I did it, from how I was showed my. The hood is measured. This is the continuation of Zuzibar. The hood measurement is all the same, but the women have explained. When you pinch the top, that sharp cover up into the round kick minga, what we call, is your arm length. That measurement is the same way. That's if we had more time, maybe we could have made. I never made no pants yet. I made sealskin pants, but I never made no more. Another question. They say, and she was asked about nigra. Cut the nigra. I like it when I wear nigra. They always cut them any shape, those nigra, wolverine strips. Some wear them short, some wear them long. This is being faster from side. They're still talking about the hood. when you make a head, hood, when you sew a hood. I've tried it myself. I learned it from other people, what they make. A hood for when they cut the hood, they just told us that they always use two skins for parki, but they always cut the head on the other skin and sew it on to the other head for hood. So they put those two heads together and make a hood. And this is the measurement that they were explaining, the kidney neck to the point of the toward the forehead. They have to tan it real nicely, soft, so they could sew it and tan it with other kind of rock, clay, to tan the skin with, make the skin real soft. They use kitik to tan the skin. That's the way they tan the skin. I've seen them too. So we've seen that old lady tan with that clay, and that's what I wanted to explain to people, to tell them that this kind of clay is used for kitik, to tan the skin real fine. I have noticed too that when I was trying to make parki with sheepskin, it's harder to sew, and it's so soft. You have to measure, and it always stretch when you cut it, and it's hard to measure that fit. This was mentioned by Susie Barr, how to make a parki with sheepskin, and I want to add that much more. That is hard of measurement. One way too that have been mentioned in China, one woman long ago, after dampening it with a solution to tan, one woman used to hang it on a pole and let it dry stiff, and then after it's really dry, you put it down and start to itch it, scrape it from the sides. That way it always gets real soft. It is also suggested that they always use fish brush. This is Effie Ator from Kaya. Tanning skin is different. Like when you're tanning a caribou skin for makhakbani, it's not the way they tan it for parki skins. But they always make a solution with caribou, with fish eggs and caribou brain to tan the skins. It's not like the way they tan the skins for parki. They use this solution with brain, salmon eggs and broth. They rub it onto the skin and let it stay for a while. After they put that solution, they hang the skin outdoors to dry, watching it. And then when it's dry, they always start scraping it again to that's how The skin should be tanned for mottled skins, different from the parakeet skins. They also use the skittish for the bottom skin to make it soft and it's when you barely cut skin or tan the bottom, they're not warm enough. You can tell the warmth through the tanning. Another subject about Nigrax, these woven strips hanging. I always use the belly and the head cheeks for Nigrax. I always use the bookish for the and use the dark part. The dark colored ones, if I could find the dark colored one for the belly part. Also, when you make Nigrax from the neck part, I always see them put the ones in the neck, the hair in the rose custom book. I'm going to talk about the part of the sheet in my
past.
It's about tanning skins too after they keep them hanging. This parking skin that she's talking about, after you hang them up on the light, you put them down and dampen them and start tanning. And this is about the manushinik. People always measure the, they always measure. They always talk about the money, shouldn't they? But take the money, make the top part little. This is a new way, that different way from the, these other women were saying, that she make the manushin little narrower up there and then use it that way. I cannot hear everything she say. Rose Custer is drawing a pattern to make a parakeet about parakeet. She's drawing it. We will get a copy of the drawing she made. How many would be enough? One, two or three? They always use three skins for women parking. If they're big, two big skins, no hawks, they always use two. They always use shoe legs, white legs for manushin. They always use one head for man part, that was big enough. They always measured on their knee, sitting down, folding. That's enough for manhood. They always use that. They always measure the length to a person. Some of them have longer parts, some are shorter. Their part is. This is Jenny Jackson. It is asked where they first saw the parki at Kahotilik. And this, that's where they learned those parkis from down St. Lawrence Island, King of Meat. And then when that old woman, Kupisana, come from over that side, those people start to make Atkahotilik parts. So she thinks that maybe those parts first begin from Siberia side. Also, Atikuluk, that's Atikuluk is man. Makluks, they're like dressed makluks, and that's where they start from. Where they heard the first herb they had, those if they copied them from those people. Another thing about Nigrak, this wolverine tails, pieces hanging, it's mentioned again that the Nigraks from about Nigraks in the belt. They always use long ones from the belly part. It was mentioned before that they were from the belly, darker kind, and put wolf piece at the end, and then they hang this. They always shape it into the height of a woman and make the parking. How long? And three skins for a tall woman. And if a woman is short, they use two, but they use two skins for a man to male party. In the summertime, they get caribou for thin. And they use legs from sheep to make fancy parkies. And another thing about mukluks, women mukluks, dress mukluks, they always make them all the way up to their pants and make pants for them. Those white from ankle up dress. White, long mukluks with black for the feet part. They put wolverine strip two on the sides of the white, end of the white down to, so they could sew these strips on down too. They always use wolverine strips for parki, three wolverine skins parts and four if they have them, if they want them close together. Now we're going to move into another subject. This is Daisy Tippett. I'm going to talk about Mamukhak. The Mamukhak that are below the knees. Caribou legs, hair inside. And there are some shorter style too. They call the Mamukhak that hair inside. There are long and short One short ankle length, and all of this is hair inside bottom, top part, the soles. That's what we call the tulang. This is Annie Lee talking about isigdo, knee length mukhlaks. They always use two pair of leggings for isigdo. Those same legs in front, same legs in the back. You have to look at the hair and same, so that you can make them look good. You folks know how to make it.